DeMarco Sisters. DeMarco Sisters.
It isn't four chicks and a chuck, Mr. Allen.
It isn't, huh?
The makers of Shepherd's Cheese and Tender Leaf Tea present the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guest, Rudy Valley. Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fennelly, the DeMarco Sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and my name is Kenny Delmar. Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Foot Health Week. Saluting National Foot Week, we bring you a man who is well healed. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. And good evening. Do you think this little boy will stay awake for that? You think he'll stay awake for the half hour? Look at the size of him. Must have been born in here this afternoon. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny, have you done anything about National Foot Week?
No.
Well, you're like most people, Kenny. They go through life taking their feet for granted.
What should they do?
Well, if people would only meet their feet, Kenny, meet their feet, feet and people would have something in common. The world would be full of happy feet.
Fine. Well, I think I'll meet my feet tomorrow morning, Fred. How do I go about it?
Well, what time do you get up?
7:30.
Get up 10 minutes earlier, Kenny. Spend those 10 minutes with your feet. You have 10 toes. Spend a minute with each toe.
But I have 12 toes.
Well, get up 12 minutes earlier, Kenny. You will never regret it.
Mr. Allen!
Portland. Get your ketchup out, Portland. The clam bake has just started. Kenny and I were talking about Meet Your Feet Week. Have you met your feet?
Wouldn't that be going to the dog?
Say, that was, to put it mildly, very good.
Oh, I always like to start off with a bang.
Well, if the bang resembled a thud, the bang was in incognito. It turned out to be a thud. Tell me, Portland, what is new?
I saw Jack Benny at the Roxy. His show is wonderful.
Wonderful? With Benny in it? Is that possible? What happened?
Well, first Jack comes out and tells two jokes about having less hair than a bicycle seat.
Well, that's pretty good. I hope it goes the same over there. Yes, that's right. His head looks like a big skin doorknob. The only way Benny can let his hair down is to lower his eyelids. It must be... nobody can get out. We have the doors locked. It must be some show over there at the Roxy.
Jack is breaking all records.
All records, smeckage. You know why... You know why Benny is playing at the Roxy?
Why?
He came to New York to visit his uncle, who's living in a little apartment uptown. Now, his uncle only has a small bed, so when Benny comes to visit him, naturally, Benny has to get a room someplace. Now, he's too cheap to go to a hotel, so he books himself to play the Roxy Theater. All night, Benny sleeps in the dressing room, and all day, while Benny is on the stage, the people in the audience are sleeping in the theater. So that makes the Roxy the biggest flop house in the world. That's what happened to my voice tonight. You know, I lost my voice and $2 on the Benny program. I was rolled coming out. But tell me, what else? One of the writers who. What else is current, Portland?
The Automobile Association has a safety plan.
Oh, a safety plan?
All people who walk around at night will have to wear taillights.
Say, sounds like a good idea.
Yes, the pedestrian then is in sight.
Yes. Yes, when you've got a glow, you've got a glow. I think it's time for me to kindle my taillight and start for Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, last week, former President Herbert Hoover said that all United States presidents like to go fishing because it is the only way they can obtain privacy. And so our question is, when your problems become too complex for you, where do you go to cope with them?
Shall we go?
As the two inventors said when they got the idea for the elastic band, let's make it snappy. Ah, what a night in Allen's Alley, Portland. I'll get shot for an owl if I don't get out of the alley. I guess the senator's expecting company. Look, the guest jug is out on the front porch. Well, let's knock.
Somebody, I see somebody stocked my shanty.
Well, yes,
Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn, that is.
Senator, you look good.
I played in that National Celebrities Golf Tournament.
You played golf, Senator?
Son, in the South, every man has his own golf link.
Every man? How come?
A man walks out into any old field with a niblick and a burlap bag.
I see.
In the burlap bag, he's got 9 gophers.
9 gophers?
He lets them gophers out of that bag.
And?
Son, before you can say scat, that man's got himself a 9-hole golf course.
You mean?
Well, the South goes in for sports, son.
Yeah?
One of our favorite games is watermelon rugby.
Watermelon rugby?
10 men line up on each side for the kickoff.
Yeah?
And one man takes a short run and boots the watermelon.
Yeah?
Watermelon flies into 1,000,000 pieces.
And?
Both teams sit down on the ground and eat the watermelon.
Well, how do you know who wins?
Well, after 30 or 40 watermelons are kicked off, most of the players is laying around the field moaning and groaning.
Oh.
The team that has the most men left standing wins.
Mighty interesting game, Senator. If I do say so, and it looks as though I'm going to have to. Well, tell me, Senator, how do you feel about Mr. Hoover's theory that all presidents go fishing to get away from it all?
I ain't never been president, son. Yes, that is.
The way things are going, you may be, Senator, before you know it.
I wouldn't know where a president goes.
Well, naturally.
Yeah, but, son, when my burdens get too heavy.
Yes?
When my mind is muddled and my squalor tail is dragging.
Yes?
There's one place in Washington I can go. There I can lay me down with my brothers and join the big community sleep.
Well, where is this big sleep going on?
In the Senate. So long, John. Oh, so long, Senator.
The only bill the senator ever passed was a man named William. Well, let's arouse Mr. Moody.
Howdy, bub.
Say, you look all excited, Mr. Moody.
I am. I just had a set to with a peddler.
A peddler?
Yep. He was trying to sell me some gold pea wax.
Oh.
Want nothing but lavender lard.
Uh-huh.
I says, get off my land. He went as white as a curd.
As white as a curd, eh? The peddler didn't answer.
He says, Moody, I'll reach up under your court and pull your spine out and whack you with it.
God.
I says, yes, I'll jump down your throat and thump your insides out.
Jeeper.
He says, I'll show you where the bear set in the buckwheat.
You came back?
You'll have your hands full and your pants to hold up, I says.
Good for you.
And with that, he put his pail of lavender lard back in his trailer and he drove off.
I can see you don't take any back talk.
Any man meddles me, I'll call him.
Well, fine. Tell me, Mr. Moody, what about Mr. Hoover's fishing theory?
Oh, I don't hold with it.
You don't go fishing?
No. When I got a problem, when my damper's down and I'm in a blue funk.
Yeah?
I go out to the well.
Uh-huh.
I step into the bucket.
And then?
I let myself flow right down to the bottom of the well.
Uh-huh.
Sitting there alone, all alone in the bucket, I kind of mull my problems over.
Well, how does that relieve your depression?
Bob, when a man is squatting in a bucket at the bottom of a well...
Yes?
Things is looking up. So long.
So long. Well, before Titus kicks the bucket, let's try next door.
How do you do this?
Well... Mrs. Newsbaum, how do you feel about Mr. Hoover's views on fishing?
It is working two ways.
Two ways? How do you mean?
When I'm a young girl, I'm winning a beauty contest.
Oh, really?
At Rockaway Beach for 1925, I am Miss Undertow.
Miss Undertow? This is no small honor, I see.
Suitors is showering me with presents. Costume jewelry and cold cuts.
Did you have any favorites?
2 playboys, Ricky Rappaport and Never Pinkus Jr.'s proposal.
You were the toast of the town.
It is perfect madness.
Really?
One night I am on the loose with Ricky at Moskowitz and Lupowitz.
Yes?
The next night with Neville up Second Avenue, I am speeding on an Indian motorcycle.
You were living.
choose for choosing, Ritty or Neville. It is a dilemma. I am going crazy.
Well, what happened?
My father, Daddy.
Daddy?
Daddy is saying, Pansy, thinking it over, going fishing.
And you did?
My father, Daddy, is giving me a bad wine.
Uh-huh.
Well, I am leaving for Lake Cresta Bissell.
That old Indian resort? You came back from Lake Cresta Bissell with your decision?
I'm coming back with one wine.
One worm?
My husband, Pierre.
Oh. Well, that brings us to Mr. Cassidy, Shandy. Let's see if Ajax is in.
Well,
Mr. Cassidy, how are you tonight?
Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. My clavicle is fractured. It's skin trouble.
Wait a minute. How can skin trouble cause a fracture?
I stepped on a banana skin.
Ajax, you are an old fuss budget.
I am not long for this water.
Well, Mr. Cassidy, did you hear Mr. Hoover's dissertation on fishing?
I did, me boy. Mr. Hoover should leave fishing to fishermen and stick to his vacuum cleaner.
Tell me, what do you do when you have your troubles, Ajax?
Well, now, when calamity reduces me to a state of abject despair, I have me own procedure.
Well, just what is it you do?
Well, I don't take me fowl in peace and seek solace in the wilderness trying to assassinate an antelope or upend a buffalo.
I see.
I don't take me fishing pit and look for comfort by trying to make some trout a widow.
Well, just what do you do?
When I'm wallowing deep in the slough of despond and
yes.
The cares of the world are pressing down on me shoulders like a pair of tight suspenders.
Yes.
I go into Kerrigan.
Uh-huh.
I order a tall beer.
Yes.
I place the beer permanently on the bar.
Uh-huh.
I stand there contemplating the beer.
And just being alone, contemplating a glass of beer helps you?
Hey, boy, at a time like this...
Yes.
Two heads are better than one. Goodbye, dear.
An informal introduction to Linda, played by Maestro Al Goodman and 25 men who will soon be seen at the Lewiston Stadium trying to sneak in to see Toscanini. And now, ladies... yes, Portland, something?
That package just came.
Oh, package? Is it from the Chaucer Head Bookshop? I ordered that new book, you know, that bestseller, Aurora Dawn by Herman Wolfe. Used to work with us, the little Pauline member. Never got paid, used to write in the corner. Be writing all the time. Turned out to be a book, Aurora Dawn.
This package is from a music store, Hepcat Heaven.
Hepcat Heaven. Oh, yes, those are the new records I bought, Portland. As soon as I get my whip and spurs, I'll be all set.
Whip and spurs?
I'm going to be a disc jockey. You know, that's the new thing. Ted Husing, Paul Whiteman, Tommy Dorsey are all disc jockeys. Even Portia is facing Decca.
Didn't you buy any of Al Goodman's records?
Well, the man was starting to take me down to the bargain basement when I looked up. I looked up and saw an old friend of mine in the music store, and things got all involved.
What happened?
Well, it's a long story, but this is exactly what happened. Yesterday, I started out for the record shop. This is the place. Hepcat Heaven. What's this chalk writing on the door? Meet me at the Coper, signed Jack Eigen. Well, I... Writing on buildings now, yeah. Well, I might as well go in, I guess.
Clerk, don't irritate me. Can't you see me waiting here?
Rudy Valley.
Here he is.
Gosh, Rudy, I have a...
I'll be with you in just a minute, Sonny. You know, my time is your time.
Oh.
Excuse me, clerk. I'll take these records. The Whiff and Poop song, sung so delightfully by Rudy Valley. I Am Just a Vagabond Lover, sung by the vagabond lover himself, Rudy Valley. Signed song, that masterpiece by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees. And since I have a little extra space in my Boston bag, I think I can just squeeze in the latest Rudy Valley album.
Well, look, Rudy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you were here. If you want my autograph, it'll be 10 cents.
Now, look, Rudy. Rudy, you remember me.
Oh, yes, of course. You're Bunny Bolivar, Yale class of 27. You were anchorman on the debating team. You had the biggest rebuttal of the year.
Now, wait a minute. Look, Rudy, I'm Fred Allen. I'm on the radio.
Oh, yes. You're the chap who talked through his nose. I've always been very grateful to you.
Grateful to me, Rudy? Why?
If you'd ever taken up singing, I'd have been ruined.
Rudy, who else could have reached the heights you scaled? A great band leader, a famous vagabond lover, a terrific singer?
Oh, it's nothing, Fred. Just talent.
Those great phonograph records of yours.
I have the first record I ever made.
And those movies you starred in.
I have the first picture I ever made.
And all that money.
I have the first dollar I ever made.
Still the same modest old Rudy. As you used to put it yourself, the king of show business.
Oh, no, Fred, that's all in the past. I've retired.
Retired? Rudy, you, the old ball of fire, retired?
Right.
How do you spend your time?
Well, the life I'm now living might well be used as a model for utopia.
Really? What is your routine?
Every morning at 10 o'clock, I arise from my simulated Gold Murphy bed.
Yes.
And pinch myself to see if I'm awake.
You have to pinch yourself to see if you're awake?
Yes, you see, with my eyes, it's hard to tell when they're open.
Oh, I see. Well, once you know you are awake...
I get dressed, consume a heating bowl of Wheaties,
yes,
pick up my mahogany shovel and my mop.
Well, where do you go with your mahogany shovel?
To the bank.
Oh.
You see, my vault keeps overflowing. I have to shovel the interest into a pile.
Right.
The bank likes to keep the place neat.
Well, now. Well, after you get your interest a pile...
I start counting my money.
Well, how long does that take?
Oh, I don't hurry. It's sort of stimulating.
Oh, I see.
I generally count until it's time for lunch.
I see.
Then I dry my finger and go over to the Yale Club to eat. Over to the Yale Club to eat.
And after lunch?
Word seeps through the club that I am there.
Oh, well, how does word get around?
As I come in, I start a rumor at the door.
Well, tell me, what happened?
All the members gather in the trophy room, and I sing for 2 or 3 hours.
Good.
Then the usual discussion starts. Who is the greater Yale man, Albie Booth or Rudy Valley?
Yes.
Then after I convince them, I leave.
Well, where do you go from the Yale Club?
Back to the bank.
Oh, you,
Yes, the attendant dampens my finger, and I start counting again.
And that takes up the rest of the afternoon?
Until cocktail time. Then I dash back to the Yale Club for cocktails. We have a regular ritual.
A ritual?
We Yale men gather at the ivy-covered bar.
Yes.
Raise our glasses.
Yes.
And while I sing Bula Bula, everyone faces New Haven.
Gad, what sentiment.
Then while the bartender's wiping off the bar, we all give 3 cheers and a tiger.
You actually cheer the bartender? Why?
The bar rag is a Harvard pennant.
Well, what happens after cocktail?
I eat a quick but nourishing dinner.
Yes.
Rush out of the White Tower. By 8 o'clock, I'm back at the bank counting.
But, Rudy, banks close at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You see, I have my own key. I can let myself in at night.
Oh, well, look, Rudy, what sort of a life is this? In the bank all day with a wet finger? You'll end up with moss on your cuticle. Rudy, you have got to come back to show business.
No, Fred, I've made up my mind.
Rudy, you intend to spend the rest of your life just counting your money?
Yes, and I should live so long.
But, Rudy, you must come back. You owe it to your public.
But I'll make more money. Where can I put it?
Oh, the income tax department will take it off your hands. You can force them to.
Fred, I haven't sung for months. A little cold, my voice.
Well, how could your voice change at your age? Let's try a song, Rudy.
All right, if you insist.
I do.
Thank you. that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking man. And any barmaid can be a starmaid if she dances with or without a fan. Come out, wherever you are. Yes, you too can be a movie star. You've heard of the Gables and Gobbles. You'd like to be one of them? Well, you're the ones they're roaring for over at MGM. Listen, Mr. Romeo, they're calling you West to RKO. Hooray for Hollywood, that phony, super coney Hollywood. They come from Chili Coffees and Paducahs with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. And armed with photos from local locals, with their hair in ribbons and their legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from Shirley Temple to Amy Semple is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Or bring your brother and don't be tardy. You might be the new Laurel and Hardy. There's always room for another star. Just say, move over there, Hedy Lamarr. Camera, action! Because it's Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor, he'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Hart.
Voice is better than ever.
Yeah, thanks, Fred, and I say the same to you.
I wish I had even that much voice left.
Rudy, I'll get you a job in no time. There's just one thing, you know, a singer today has to have some gimmick.
Gimmick? I don't recall ever hearing that word at Yale.
Well, a gimmick is an angle, Rudy. You know, Sinatra's thin, Crosby has a baseball team. Now, if you'll say, I have got it.
What is
your megaphone? That was your singing trademark for many years. Have you still got your megaphone?
Yes, Fred, by a happy chance, it's outside in my car.
Well, get it, Rudy. I'm taking you over to my agent, who used to book me in vaudeville. Let's go. Well, Portland, Rudy picked up his megaphone in the rhinestone case. And as we entered the theatrical building, I said to Rudy, here's my agent's office, Rudy, this door here.
Let's see. Sam Prindle, theatrical bookings. Yep. Talent furnished for smokers, picket lines, and Macy parade.
Eastern representative for Buster Crab. You see, Rudy, this guy is no crumb. Well, let's go in. Hello, Sam.
Well, Freddie Allen. Say, the last time I seen you, you was MC at the flea circus.
That's right. How is everything, Sam?
Oh, terrible. My star act, Herman the Human Fly, is in the hospital.
Herman the Human Fly? What happened?
Well, I get him booked into low stakes, see?
Yeah.
Well, you know how he opens the act. He walks up the side of the stage to the mezzanine.
Yeah.
Some wise guy in a mezzanine lets go with a flip gun. Herman the Fly drops 40 feet into the orchestra pit.
Well, Sam, your worries are over. Here is your new star, Rudy Valley.
I hold, Samuel.
Freddy, you're a lifesaver. Okay, Rudy boy, how about an audition? Hop up on the ceiling.
Hop up on the ceiling?
Oh, you didn't bring your suction shoes, eh? Well, then just run around the walls for a minute. Give me an idea.
Wait a minute, Sam. Rudy isn't a human fly. This is Rudy Valley, the singer.
Oh, you're a singer, huh, Rudy?
Yes, I'm a singer.
Where was your last fight?
Now, wait a minute. Rudy isn't the pugnacious type.
You mean he won't fight?
Only if you pay me off with a rubber check. By the way, can you cash a check for $13,000?
You see, Sam, this guy's in the chips. You must have heard of Rudy Valley.
Fred, I ain't been down to Sammy's Bowery Follies in months.
Sam, just listen to Rudy. That's all I ask.
Okay. I wouldn't do it for Billy Rose. I wouldn't do it for Nick Kenny, but I'll do it for you.
Good. Go ahead, Rudy. Give him the old theme song.
Very well. My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Okay, okay, kid.
Well, Sam?
What's his G-I-M-M-I-C-K?
I wish to warn you, sir. It's risky to spell in front of me. I'm a college man.
All right, then. What's your gimmick?
I sing through a megaphone.
Rudy's megaphone will be bigger than Dick Hame's teeth. Make with the megaphone, Rudy.
My time is your time.
Hold it, hold it. That megaphone, that's it.
You mean?
Red, that megaphone does it. Rudy Valley and his megaphone. New York is really going to hear from Rudy. Come on, Rudy boy, you're going places.
Very well, Samuel.
Let's go.
Portland, Sam grabbed Rudy and rushed him away. Rudy was carrying his megaphone.
Did he get Rudy a job?
Yes, Portland. The next day, as I was walking down Broadway, I saw Rudy with his megaphone. As I passed, I heard Rudy say...
I was sightseeing trippets about the stuff. On your right, hold your time, square, cross over the road. Mr. Leon, put your downtown Empire State to time to hold your seat to the bus service.
Before we remind you to remember Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea on your shopping days, I want to thank Rudy for dropping in tonight. Next week, our guest will be Babe Livingston's brother-in-law, Jack Benny. Thank you, and good night. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Rudy Valley appears tonight through the courtesy of RKO Radio Pictures and will soon be seen in The Bachelor and the Bobby Shop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.